Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for July 10th. Today's word is benevolent, spelled B-E-N-E-V-O-L-E-N-T. Benevolent is an adjective that means marked by or disposed to doing good. It can also mean organized for the purpose of doing good, or marked by or suggestive of goodwill. Here's the word used in a sentence from the New York Times by Genia Belafonte. At the center is a boy who is poor but honest, brave and hardworking, attributes that eventually attract the attention of an older, well-off and benevolent stranger who, accustomed to greedy jerks, is moved by the strength of his character and helps to lift him from indigence. Someone who is benevolent genuinely wishes other people well, which is not surprising if you know the word's history. Benevolent can be traced back to the Latin word bene, meaning good, and vele, meaning to wish. Other descendants of vele in English include volition, meaning the act or power of making one's choices or decisions, voluntary, and the rare word velleity, meaning the lowest degree of volition, or a slight wish or tendency. There's also one more familiar vele descendant, the word malevolent, which is the antonym of benevolent, and describes one who is disposed to doing ill instead of doing good. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.